I just had an operation, I believe, on Tuesday. I hope all went well. In his place, we have his deputy, I believe, now. Nate was became his deputy this week. So, Nate, do you have a highway report for us?
Well, we've plowed snow since we were last here. November 1st, you know, we had that contract with the county that eliminated October for us. And of course, November 1st, it snowed enough that we actually went out and plowed snow. So we're ready for snow whenever it comes. I do have some questions about the grader that we had talked about in the past. I don't know if that now is the time to talk about that or.
We'll put that into new business because I got another thing for you to chat about too. So,
sure.
Any questions on his report for Nate? I look forward to working with him next year, so that it will be good. If nobody has any other questions, we'll move on to Paul Baxter with the Tug Hill Circuit Rider report, please.
Good, thank you. You have my report before you there. There's nothing new to report about the status of wildlife management area compensation. There's also nothing new to report on salmon restoration for the Little Salmon River. The date and location of the 2024 Tug Hill Local Government Conference has been set. That will be on Thursday, May 2nd at Turning Stone once again, with a special afternoon session and evening reception on Wednesday the 1st. You may remember that this year at the local government conference, the conference was on one day, but the day before we actually had a day long track about drones and it was well received. And so we thought we'd try that over again, have the reception the night before the conference and do something in terms of special programming that's optional the day before as well. So when we get more information on that, we'll provide it to you. I attended the October 24th meeting on the future use of the former bank building, and I provided Zoom support to that meeting. And there is one other thing I wanted to mention to you and the board. I understand there was a problem at the public hearing for the preliminary budget, and I'm afraid to say that that is partly of my responsibility. I made a mistake, and I own up to it. Kelly sent me the notice on the public hearing, and I'm sure she sent out to the usual media sources and so on. I did not get it posted to the town website in advance of that meeting. So to the extent that that caused a problem, I wanted to let you know that I made a mistake, and it won't be repeated.
Any questions for Paul?
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. And
you do.
Things happen. So
yeah, they do. Well, I think that's the first time in like 20 years. So hopefully it won't be for another 20 years.
I'll make sure I write it down then, huh?
Hope we do that.
All right. Well, thanks for all your hard work, Paul.
Thank you.
All right. We will move on our agenda then. Move on to old business. Everything appears right now to be in Merrill Park. First thing we will discuss is the basketball backboards and rims. Mr. Houghton, you've been dealing with that quite a bit.
All the parts are in my barn.
Yes, we.
And when you draft, when I get done with these bracket plates, I'm going to start assembling them in the barn.
Okay.
And it'll probably be springtime before they get installed, but unless we get a lot of warm weather.
I doubt you're going to play much ball this winter. So.
Right. And so the county is assisting us with that process?
Yes. Okay. So far they have made the mounting plates.
Okay.
Because of the difference in the way the new ones are mounted. The old style, the brackets turn down off the rim. The new ones go up, which made about a foot difference, 10, 12 inches. So I made the plates with enough movement. Then you just put everything up there, weld it on the pipe, and we're done.
So we're waiting for the county to come assist us welding and installing those, correct? And
like I said, we just talked about it, and it'll probably be in the spring.
Okay. All right. I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's I appreciate the county even helping us. So that's a great thing that the county is willing to do that. And I thank them for building the, whatever you needed. So thank them very much. The Oswego County Department of Public Works. Highway Department, I don't know what they call them in the county. Is it still highway only?
The county.
County highway? Okay.
The guys.
Yes, the guys. All right.
You can't say that anymore.
No.
The people, the employees, and their bosses allowed this to happen, so thanks. We'll move on then. The playground equipment, just so everybody is aware, I can't remember where it was last month, but we had the installers come, and it was raining and wet. They put some posts into the ground with concrete, and after 3 days, it still did not dry. They were actually able to move the posts. It is very, very wet there. I looked again last week, and it was still wet this week. I went on Tuesday, and the water was full to the top of the holes that they already had dug. So there's still a lot of water there, which means they can't come put concrete in because it'll never dry. I will contact them again, see what they want to do, but I believe this now is also a spring project, unfortunately, due to all the wet weather. It's just, they started and it just couldn't be done. So that is where it is. In regards to that, right now the playground equipment is in the container. That container we pay for on a monthly basis. And it is approximately $145 a month. So what I'm asking for is permission to keep that equipment in that container and pay $145 a month until we can get it installed. We don't have any other option. It's secured there. It's locked. It's weather tight. And if there's any other questions, it'd be up for discussion right now. Does anybody have any questions on that? All right. Because nobody is actually in charge of the park, I would like to make a motion then to keep the container until the equipment is installed. Can I have a second on that?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
We saved enough money on the project already.
Right.
So it'll pay for the.
Right. And it's $145 approximately a month. Well, so
we save $5,000 off of one and two new benches.
Right. Yep. All right. So we got a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries to continue with the container until the equipment is installed. The Merrill Park security cameras, I know Robin picked them up. Unfortunately, Robin is not here. I know she was charging them at her home, and that's about as far as it went. But when Robin comes back, I'm sure she will be calling somebody to install them and see how well they work. It is November, so we'll try to get them up when we can. But she does have them. She purchased two of them. So we're going to try and see if we can, I think with the lights, somebody mentioned to me, I know that people across the street are really happy with the lights. And I also, somebody else told me, I can't remember who, but that somebody else was really impressed with the lighting because it Kurt seems Phillips. To keep the riffraff out.
Kurt Phillips, the neighbor that owns property surrounding.
Okay, it was you that told me, so I couldn't remember. So Kurt Phillips, one of the other neighbors, is impressed that we're keeping the lights on all winter. So that, it'll keep the stuff out of there, and we're probably doing pretty good with that. So, and currently right now, I think our park lighting costs approximately, Kelly, do you remember the amount? I think it was something like $80 to $100 a month is what we pay for lighting that park up.
Winterized?
Yes.
Yes, Belden winterized the bathrooms. The water is off. The only thing Belden did not remove was the tennis nets yet, because when he spoke with the gentleman that uses it quite frequently, he was waiting another week or two, and then he'll just remove the nets.
Hard to play tennis in a raincoat.
Yeah, well, today was gorgeous. I don't know if they used it or not, but maybe they did. So we'll see. But Belden will be all over that, I'm hoping. We already talked about the park container. And next item that is actually kind of new is Councilor Wood approached me about some park signs. Gary, you want to speak on that?
Yeah, I had a call from a resident who lives next to the park and has kids and everything. And his kids are old enough now to where they go out in the woods that he's got by the park and everything. And he had a concern with, he said before, which you guys might know, he said there used to be signs up there, no hunting, but there seems to not be. They're gone, dilapidated, whatever, and everything. He wanted to buy signs and put them up himself. And I told him, no, I'll bring it to the board, and I think the board can put up 2-3 signs, whatever, saying no hunting or something, because he says they're going in there and they're parking in the park and hunting from the park.
They have been, I know, for years.
And he's just concerned with his kids and with people around there on his property. He's been kicking them off. I asked him if his was posted. It wasn't at this time, but he was going to. So I said, I'm just one person, but I believe that the town would go ahead with putting up 3 signs of just no hunting, you know.
Well, put posted signs along the front.
You know, how many of them really want posted? I think they got them that just say no hunting or fishing.
Well, the posted signs are concerning fishing and hunting.
Yeah, but posted more or less means like no trespassing. So you don't really want that because it is a community park, right?
Yeah, right.
So you want the ones that just say no hunting or fishing.
You could do that along the sides and along 81 if you wanted, if you could find somebody that wants to put the posted signs up.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to post the whole property or just put some no hunting and fish, no hunting signs? Or
I was thinking at the gate and down where they park in the back. I don't know. I don't know.
They sure as hell ain't going to come in from 81. They'd have to park side the road. But
it's been done.
I think it probably has.
That's the discussion. Do we want the whole thing posted? Do we want to find somebody to post it out? Or do we want to just attempt at the front and in the park first and see where it goes?
People that move through it.
Oh, yeah.
I already know a couple. So
what do you think?
Well, you put posted signs up then.
Around it?
I don't know about other signs of no hunting or.
How about putting some state police signs like it says no trespassing?
Well, I don't care what the sign is. You know, I'm just saying along the sides and, you know, to a small portion along 81. Maybe not across the parking lot area. You could put a milder sign there, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, but we're in agreement that the town would put up signs. We just decide which ones we want to put up and how many. And would you just put them on are you going to put them on a tree or a poster or poles or do you put them on a
stand? It's up to you.
I'll go to hardware and pick up those steel signs and a sheet of plywood and cut out the squares and put the signs on them and bolt them to the steel poles and drive them in the ground.
I mean, we can get no hunting or fishing signs from Babcock's, right?
Correct.
And then we can just put them on the telephone poles that are already there. That will save a lot of work, you know, just along the front.
Back around it if you want.
Yeah.
And these will be even metal signs that say no hunting or fishing, right? I mean, right. You know, just from Babcock's.
Oh, okay.
Metal ones. It doesn't say no trespassing.
No, it just says no hunting or fishing. I can order them for you, no problem, from Babcock's.
Cool. That's good.
You know, that'll get 4 of them or whatever. You think 4 will do for in front there,
across
2?
The front. Oh. Yeah.
2?
2 maybe.
Want to put a couple down back where you said where they park?
Well, right now the gate is closed and locked.
The gate should be closed.
Right. It is closed. Belden closed the park. So the only thing open is really like the tennis courts.
I think today when he dropped off the bathroom freezable stuff, he dropped it off at the town barn. I think he told me that he took the tennis courts down today. So he probably did close.
I know he was off. Right. He mentioned that he was going to do that to me last week. So I didn't know how long he was going to wait. So it's all closed up. We can put maybe 2 signs out front, 3 whatever. Signs.
Yeah, 2 or 3 signs, whatever.
Get 3.
3.
You know, the, what are they? 1 by one and a halves, whatever they are. Just 12, some
12 by 18.
Sure. That, yeah. One by one and a half. Yep.
Okay. Yep. You want white with black lettering, or do you want green with white lettering? You want reflective, non-reflective?
Non-reflective. I don't think we need reflective, right? I mean,
no, wait. I shouldn't be on that light anyway.
Whichever is cheaper, that, well, you know, white and red, white and whatever, you know.
Okay. Yep, white and red like the parking sign.
Yeah, and then we'll put it onto the park account. Now, as far as posting it, I don't know how much that is going to cost. I don't know what you guys want to do with the size and by 81.
Just a suggestion. If you're going to.
I think you might know, but I think you got to post it every so many feet.
Every 50 feet on an independent post.
Through, otherwise, an
independent post, right?
You can go around the sides and.
Right,
your signs out front are going to be nothing, you know.
And you have to put town and parish with a contact phone number on every sign.
Right.
You can't just put a sign up.
Yeah, they have to be signed with a number and an address.
Right.
Otherwise, they're not legal. They're not binding.
Do we want
to? But there's still. So the DEC says, yeah, how you have to post it, because I checked in and I posted mine
on your own post too.
Yeah, yep, on your own post every 50 feet.
So do we want to go into that expense on that big piece of property every 50 feet?
No, I don't.
You might get one or two people through there, but I don't think that
right
distance right. is going to be used.
Right.
No.
I don't think it's 50 feet. Basic rule of thumb is if you stand here, you should be able to see the sign here and the sign there.
But- Not to argue with you, but it is 50 feet.
Yeah.
Because I did okay. I did check with mine because I put them on 38. Yeah. And the DC said, I've got to be every 50 feet on their own post. Got to be signed and got to have your address. And
I'm like, really? Sign that says safety zone. No hunting or shooting beyond this point.
All right. Seems like a legal mess that I don't think what I'm getting is that we need to do it every 50 feet, or should we do it at all? Maybe just the front for now and see where it goes.
I can go with the three signs to begin with.
Right, and see where it goes.
He said
develops.
He was going to post his, too.
So it probably nothing will ever happen.
Well, right. Everybody right. else is going to post there.
Yeah. Then, right. Deal. They're already posted, yep. So they have to go through. All right, so we will drop the posting of the rest of the property then. We'll go with the three signs, see where that gets us. Because by the time we figure it all out, hunting season will be over with. and we'll look at next year if it becomes a problem. Yep. Everybody agreed with that?
Yep.
All right, then. That is good. I don't even need a motion for those signs because there's money in the park and we all take care of the park anyways. Because until next year, Nate will start taking care of the park and he will tell us what he would like to do with the park and report it as such, because Nate being newly elected, he agreed to take the park for us. And so he will be walking by and looking at it and maintaining it according to his standards. So that will take it off our scale, because as we discussed in the budget meetings, nobody right now is in charge of the park. So it was a very weird situation, but we're going to fix that as well. All right. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you.
Everybody good with the park?
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. Any old business off the floor that I forgot to add to the agenda? Perfect. We will move on then to new business. The assessor was already discussed. The highway employees requested refund. If in the past, there was a W-2 error for one of our past highway employees. A new highway, a previous employee, but new just this 2 weeks ago, came in with the same request. His W-2s were messed up in the past. So what I need is permission, and it's in the transfer paperwork. We need to transfer. He was requesting $388.14. Angie looked over the paperwork. She agreed with the same amounts. And what I'm looking for is discussion now is what you want to do with that one. There can't be many more, but we're looking to, because it wasn't included in our budget, we're looking to transfer that $388.14 later on. So does anybody have an issue with this past employee receiving monies due to the town's not checking off a box on their W-2.
I don't know if it's owed to them.
Correct.
Well, like I said, I mean, Angie went through it. He had all the paperwork, similar to the previous gentleman that we took care of. So I just want to make sure before we do it that we discuss it to correct this error.
Yep, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, Richard, you're good?
Yeah, correct it.
Get it done.
Okay. So with that in mind, I'd like to have a resolution to not, you know, we'll transfer the money later, but I need a resolution then to correct the wrong on the highway employee's W-2 for $443.82.
Got move.
Yeah.
We have Gary and Doug Houghton. Did you catch that, Kelly?
Yes,
I did. Okay. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. We'll take care of that highway employee's request. While Nate is here, also during the week, it was brought up to me, the highway first aid cabinet, if you look on the vouchers, there's been questions, and it was how they stock that cabinet. And as long as Nate is here, I spoke with Nate about it earlier in the week. It just should be brought up amongst the counselors. And it was determined that in the past, one of the previous boards said no medication in a first aid cabinet. I don't know, maybe Richard was here. So, and that's why I need some of your knowledge about history. Did we just say we weren't putting medications in that first aid cabinet? Do you remember?
That was 12 years ago.
Not like I said, I know that's it's the first I heard of it. So
I knew they had a problem over it.
Okay.
What type of medication would they ask? Just for if somebody got cut or something, bandage and things like that. That was it.
Yeah. No
aspirin, no.
Right. And so
carbon peroxide, none of that stuff.
No, right. No.
Okay. And this is where Nate, I'm gonna ask you to chime in, Nate.
Yeah. So last week I was putting the one way on the truck. I slipped on the grate that is being repaired. I slipped on the grate, I hit my elbow, I hit my shoulder. I wanted ibuprofen. George had already talked to me about the fact that there was a problem with the medicine cabinet. So I'm like, I'm not going to take an ibuprofen from our medicine cabinet. So I had to go get my own ibuprofen to take an ibuprofen when I could have just taken something right then and there and continued on with my day. Ibuprofen and antacids are hardly medications that we should worry about. Nobody's stealing anything down there. They're just two convenience items that can assist you in finishing out your day. You get a headache, why do you have to go home? You could just take an ibuprofen and continue your day. Now, some of the stuff that they were trying to put in the medicine cabinet, I definitely agree with. We don't need canker sore medications.
Right.
There's cough drops in there. We don't need that. I've never seen any of the guys touch the cough drops. I wouldn't get near them with a 10-foot pole. But the ibuprofen and the antacid.
And there's two other items that you brought up too that the town purchases, right? Wasn't there poison ivy?
Well, we have. Yeah. We have wipes, which are called Ivy-X,
yep.
And we have Sun-X, and we have Bug-X.
Those are wipes.
Yeah, those are three absolute necessities,
yep.
Considering what we do. I mean, we go out and put a culvert in, and we're in poison ivy everywhere we go. So immediately when we come back, Bill and I are seriously allergic to it. Immediately when we come back, we grab an Ivy-X and wipe ourselves down.
Yeah,
it worked good.
I didn't get poison ivy all year, and I know I was in it. So
good.
Yep.
Well, you're going to be in charge of restocking.
There's a salesman that comes for restocking. I'll be in charge of making sure that he doesn't put the wrong items in there, and I can keep track of the items that we agree to use in there.
Yeah.
Right. So again, so then with that discussion going on, then I'm going to need a resolution to allow those, and because we have to undo the resolution that happened 15 years ago where we couldn't put medications in there. So I'm going to need a resolution to only purchase, you know, ibuprofen
and the
antacids and the other three items that he mentioned too, and that'll cover them all.
Yep.
So if somebody could make that resolution real quick. I just did, or Doug Houghton's making that resolution. So Doug, the resolution will read to allow the highway employees first aid cabinet to include ibuprofen, antacids, IBX,
Bug X,
and Sun-X, right?
Yes.
Those five items. And can I have a second on that motion then?
I'll second it.
Richard?
All right.
You got all that, Kelly?
Who made the motion?
Doug did.
But you got other bandages and stuff like that in there.
That's all in there, yes. Yeah. We were just concerned about the medications, and it was just...
Yeah. It was the voucher.
Some of the stuff they were trying to sell us.
Just to visit.
Yeah.
And it was the voucher that threw it off.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we have a motion and a second. Is discussion completed? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. Thank you, Nate.
Yep.
Okay, the next item as far as new business goes, I wish Robin was here, but she was big on this. I've been in contact with Advanced Business Systems. They are a company that does IT security. I had them actually come in and take a look at our systems, and they were not impressed, to say the least. As far as hacking,
we got
what I'm trying to do, I think it's something that really needs to be done, but I want to get your permission to have them come in next month at our joint meeting, because we only have one internet line into the building, which also affects the village. So if it hits one of the town's computers, it will hit the village's computer. I spoke with Jackie, and she will be discussing this kind of at the same time to split the cost of this. And so, but I wanted to know if there was enough yeses to actually have them come back next month at the joint meeting. Because if we don't have it, and you guys think we don't need it, then there's no sense in them coming and wasting their time and our time.
You had a ballpark figure?
Yes. They charge $550 a month, which is why I want them to come in and explain what they do, because I certainly can't. And the initial cost, because we currently use routers that are home-based routers. They put in routers that are updated monthly. And so I don't know the difference between the two. I discussed it with Paul Baxter, some of the other towns. Constantia, Paul Baxter mentioned to me, I'm going to call them if you guys think it's something to look into, and I'll move forward. But there's a lot of things that are wrong here, and they specifically mentioned court stuff. And so I'm not sure.
You need to have a lot of stuff encrypted so that it can't be hacked.
And I think it is encrypted, according to what I discussed with Paul Baxter. But it's just the security of being able to hack into who knows what. You know, so it's the court and it's all our computers, and one of their, you know, it's a selling point. I will give them that. But it's just like insurance with NYMER. We hardly ever use it, but when you do need it, you need it. So
do you know what other towns use? Other towns that might have that. Do they use this company, or what do they do?
They give me a reference list, but some of this is computers. Like, we already use the computer through the copier, through this. And there's a bunch of towns and villages. And if they come in, I will have them explain it to you. And then I have one other company that I was looking at, the CTS support company. So I'll have them hopefully come in at the same time, but I'm not going to have them come in if nobody wants to do it. You know, it's just something that I know Robin was big on. She mentioned it over a year ago. So,
well, another thing to think about too is if you do get hacked and they get into everybody's, I mean, because you're talking, they could get into everybody's files, your
all your personal information, anybody that works here, you know, all your W-2, any personal information that you have, the town might have on anything. To get a company to come in and straighten you out is big bucks, real big bucks. Right, Paul?
You're going to spend either way.
Better yeah, prevent, you could be spending.
Like I said, it's like insurance. And with one of these, you know, these guys came in and I chatted with them for a while. They actually looked at all our systems. Their minimum is $550. So if the town did it and the village did it, it'd be $550 for each, but they're actually going to include it. And what I told Jackie is maybe we could work out a deal where it might be like 2/3 to 1/3, because we have so many more bases, you know, computers here. And it would save the village money because they're only going to charge us $550 and we get to share that as well. So it's not going to be the full amounts. And $550 is their minimum to do any company. So they start at $550 and move up. But I will let them tell you guys and answer all your questions, because I'm certainly not gonna. But if you guys think that there is interest, I will certainly call them back and have them come to our joint meeting, which is next month, and discuss it with you and, you know, see what's what. But that's approximately what it was. They do it also on a monthly basis for that initial setup fee of a lot of equipment, because they're going to come in with all new routers, all new everything, except, you know, the hardware, I believe, is, you know, like our computers. But they will come in with everything to protect us. I know they work on a per call, and one of their selling points was that $550 covers that, where some other places do it by the minute, and they will keep you on the lines for minutes and questions. But I will let them tell you what they do, because I'm certainly, you know, that's just one of the items I can remember. Because once again, they start talking in computerese, and I tend to get lost, just like, you know, legalese. So it's almost the same. But if there's interest, I'll bring them in and we'll take a look and see how we can share things with the village. Just let me know if you want them
to talk to them.
Right. Okay. Richard?
Yeah.
Gary?
It's one of these things. If you don't do it, we'll be in trouble if we do do it.
We're going to spend money. And either way, we're going to spend money. And it's not budgeted for. But we can, you know, we can worry about that when we get the final numbers. But right. It's also great.
Let's find out what the numbers are.
Right. Yep. And so we'll have them come in. I do have some of the numbers, but like I said, if the village doesn't come in, then it kind of changes everything. Yeah. So
they're going to talk about the extent of what they cover.
Yes.
The whole program.
Yes. I mean, and it's, I can get you guys the paperwork they gave me. That's what I was thinking.
Don't confuse me now.
Oh, like when you read this, so it's like, okay.
I won't be able to get to sleep tonight.
Yes, you will. But if that's good, I will have them come back on our joint meeting. So it's just something else I've been working on in the background, and we will continue to do that. That is all the new business on our agenda. Is there anything off the floor as far as new business that somebody wants to bring up at this time? Okay.
Yeah. This one you told me go, right?
What's that?
This one you told me that to go, right?
To go.
New business?
Yeah.
The grader?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, you are correct. And I knew there was something down there. You are correct.
Okay, so we have an opportunity. Our salesman from Milk Cat came to me. They're about to take a 2006 Volvo grader, G946, in from Madison County. Madison County purchased a new grader, a Cat grader, from them for $267,000. They're about to take this 2006 Volvo in. It's got 4,000 hours on it. It's all-wheel drive. It's exactly what the town needs in order to continue to maintain Happy Valley, cut shoulders. The price tag on it's going to be $68,000. That's delivered to us. I have the money in the equipment line for next year. It's already budgeted in there. But I need to give, in order to guarantee that we're going to get it, I need to give them a letter of an intent So in order to give them a letter of intent, I need you guys to say, yes, we can buy that. Because if you don't, then I can't give them a letter of intent because I'm not buying a grader for $68,000. So this is a great deal. I don't want to see it hit CAT's inventory because if it hits their inventory and we haven't given them a letter of intent, it'll be gone. So I know last time I talked to you guys, you had talked about shared services with somebody on the grader to get another town to go in hands. The two towns, it's too big to move. Nobody has the equipment to move that. So you have to go with towns that are close to you. Mexico has a grader that's in good shape. Amboy doesn't have a grader. But Amboy is not, they don't take care of their stuff as well as we take care of our stuff. Albion, certainly, their stuff is not in as good a shape as our stuff as well. So to share something like this, I see a big repair bill for us because it's going to go there. They're going to break it. It's going to set there until we go get it and bring it back and fix it. As far as our old one goes, we may be able to work out a deal with Amboy. They may take that down and leave it right in their gravel pit because it's not really roadworthy. But if they leave it right in their gravel pit, they can grade the roads in there. So I may be able to work something out with Amboy on that. But we have a lot of roads that we need to cut shoulders on. The reason the roads are cracking and swelling is because the water can't relieve off the road. It's going underneath the road. It's cracking and swelling the roads. If we cut the shoulders, then I'll go down in. Happy Valley hasn't been maintained in a long time, not the way it should be. This grader already has a ripper and a scabber on the back. So it's more than capable of doing that.
And what is the condition of our current grader?
It's a 1969 CAT that has absolutely, it takes us about an hour and a half to get the brakes bled on it to the point where we can use it. It then has worm gears. So it's like hydraulic over gears.
Knuckle buster.
Right. Every valve needs to be rebuilt. And there's 12 valves across the front of it. Because when you push it in, it just throws it right back.
There's no rebuilding. That's the way they are.
Well,
when you go do something, you just push it and go. Because that you can ask Richard. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
There's no rebuilding. That's just the way they were when they were doing
it. It was that way, brand new.
It's terrible. You know, the guy running the machine, he just constantly got to worry about whether his wrist is going to get broken or not.
Yep.
Can't get the brake parts.
So
it's a waste of money.
How? What's that?
It's a waste of money to keep that one going.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So here's my next question then. We have, what do we have, 130 next year in our budget?
130 in the budget.
And you're looking at buying a mower, right?
Yep. Our mower is $115,000. The grader is $68,000. You're looking at $130,000 or $190,000 for the two.
Okay.
I believe there's 46 or 47 left in this year's, which would be close to where we would need for those two pieces of equipment.
How's about 77,000?
Okay. So that's
as the end of October, unless you guys purchase more equipment, which, you know, in those vouchers there.
We haven't purchased any more equipment.
Right. And the 77,000, just so everybody, well, I won't even go into that. If you guys think it's something we wish to do, let's have the discussion on that first, and then we'll see if we can, you know,
do how anything. How much money you got in there for next year?
130.
So you got 200,000.
But we also have, don't forget, we have that reserve account with 200,000 in it. And our fund balance, anything that's left over out of all these things in the DA, we're going to have a fund balance left over at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to think that I'm just looking to spend that money. These are the two pieces of equipment that I feel is going to benefit the town most. anyone that drives down 26 knows when you come over Bannocks Hill, from Bannocks Hill to Bidwell Road, the shrubbery that's grown up on the side of the road is next to impossible to tell when a deer is coming out. At least once a week, I have one run out right out in front of me. With the armor, we'll be able to mow back like they used to mow back in the past and get everything pushed back, which it makes everything safer for anyone that lives in the town or anyone traveling through the town. The grader will allow us to cut the shoulders of the roads, which will save some of the roads. We won't have to worry about repairing them as quickly. It'll also help us in Happy Valley, which is no longer a recreational spot for anyone that doesn't own an ATV or UTV. You can't drive through there. I used to drive, when I was in school, I drove my Mustang into Happy Valley anytime I wanted. Now I won't even take my pickup truck in there.
I won't either.
I'd like to get that back into.
But it's just the cost. The thing is, the cost of the road. All of us.
Out there when they have
to. Yeah.
Cost of all this is.
I mean, trying to do Happy Valley. That's a big cost. The only way you're going to do that is a little at a time.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. I would never do. I would never even. My five-year plan that I'm thinking about, I'm not thinking about more than a mile at a time.
Yeah, right.
Except maybe the first year I would like to do is 1.3 miles from Garcia Road, where we take over, back to Whitney Dam.
Yeah.
And Whitney Dam, it used to be a huge fishing area, a huge recreational area. I'd like to fix the road from Garcia to Whitney Dam in the first year, and then after that, just do 1 mile a year in the valley.
I think Williamstown is doing quite a lot, aren't they? Off and on in there, I believe.
Yeah, Williamstown, I don't know how they managed to get approval to moto pave in there, but they moto pave.
They do quite a lot of work in there.
Well, they got the bucks.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize DEC would allow you to put that much oil in there. There's a lot of oil in moto paving, and moto pave is not like a hot top. It doesn't dry and then it doesn't produce anything more. Motor pave is all the time.
Yeah.
Years ago, I did Garcia Road. County has a gravel bed just up the road. And we got all the gravel we wanted to. It just a thought that you could talk to them.
Well, also, we may be able to work something out with, since Amboy has a gravel pit, we might be able to work something out as trade with our old grader. Well, so many loads of gravel.
We took the loader up there and loaded the trucks, and then, I mean, it's short hauls.
Right.
Something to check on.
Yep.
All right. So what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with this request for a grader first, and tomorrow will be next year? But is it something we wish to sign for? Is it something somebody tell me why we shouldn't have a grader scene and we have a 1969 grader? Can somebody tell me a bad point
for that letter?
Well,
Yeah, I would say no more than like the first or second week in December, because
which means we won't meet again.
Right. The problem is Madison County is waiting for their new one, and it's coming in. Obviously, it's coming in on ship, and it could come in. It could come in tomorrow. It could come in 2 weeks from now.
Well, we definitely need a grader.
That's not a bad price for
how many hours, not a you bad say? Price.
4,000
hours. 4,000 hours is not, and it's been maintained, I'm sure, for the county.
Very well. I have pictures of it if you guys would like to see it.
Is it up to grade?
Very well maintained machine.
Just checking. Like I said, I mean, we have 77, approximately 77, and we do have money in the reserve account for equipment. The problem becomes, the more will be the issue after that. Because if this comes in the first, what we will do is we will take this money and either leave it above the fund balance. Because once you put it in reserves, you now have a public referendum attached to anything you buy with the reserves. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So if we can take the money at the end of the year, just let it sit in our fund balance. We can use that if that covers it, you know, from this year. Instead of moving it into reserves, we will just leave it in our fund balance. If that's what you guys wish to do, it's just we have to get that letter of intent.
Give them a commitment letter, the approval for a commitment letter.
I'm going to need a resolution for that commitment letter because we're making a purchase technically.
I'll move to make a resolution to give the highway Nate down permission for a commitment letter to purchase the
2006 grader.
Yeah.
Do I have a second on that? I'll
second that.
Richard? Any more debate or discussion?
The mowers right now is setting at Tracy Road.
Brand new?
It's used.
Okay.
Brand new is $195,000. I have the quote for brand new, and I also have the quote for the used one. It's a 2015, but it's only got 2,000 hours on it.
Yeah.
Now, what was the price on that?
Very little use. 115 and some change.
And the new one's how much?
190.
And we don't mow every day, and we'll get to the mower. We don't need a letter of intent for the mower, right?
No.
Trying to
figure out, I gotcha. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion on this? No more questions? No more discussion at all? Seeing as it's such a big purchase, can I have a roll call vote on that, please?
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Holton?
Yeah.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Supervisor Bernis?
Yes.
And that comes out of your pay.
Okay. Just a little bit of timer, right? Not all in one chunk.
Oh, yeah. Darn it.
Two
papers.
So Parrish is once again moving forward and purchasing equipment. Like it's a 1969 we have. I'm looking forward to
young one. It was new. I tell you that right now.
That doesn't mean it's old.
I'm a 1960s.
I'm a 1949.
So I thank everybody. Do you need that letter from me or do they just need it from you, Nate?
They just need it from me. And I'll attach that it was approved at this board meeting on this day.
If you bring it to me, I can also sign it. Okay, and that'll get us through that. And like I said, there is 77,000 left, so it's all covered.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Parrish will have a newer grader, and we will continue to improve Parrish. I can't be out there with
that new grader, new dump truck, new loader. I'll tell you.
I'm telling you, the village, the town of Parrish is going to see us.
Good question. How are the operators? I mean, are they feeling pretty good about their new equipment?
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
John's a little iffy on the new truck because it's a lot to learn about.
Yeah.
So it's not. I got in it and I'm like, wow, this is a cockpit. This isn't a dump truck.
It's a one controller.
It's an automatic shift with it's a little turn signal lever that shifts it, and we have the computer controlled sander that has to be.
I don't think they have a joystick yet. Like you're talking about, we just went to class on that. The joystick for the plow.
They got one.
It's one joystick. It controls all the plows, everything.
In a few days, they'll get so they can run it just like it was
down
forever. Twisting it.
I remember in New Mexico, we had the old John Deere graders. Then we got the new cat.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we will move on.
Killjoy.
Thank you. Normally, by now, Doug's giving me one of these. So he starts talking equipment. Now it's, slow down.
we have our priorities.
I know. I understand. We'll move on with the approval of the bills section of our agenda. Everybody should have received the supervisor's report in your mailbox.
Yep.
Do I have any questions on those? Okay. We will move on to the transfers. We will go over these one by one. I tried to explain them a little at the bottom of each transfer. The first one is for additional insurance for the Ram pickup truck. They just added it on. There'll be another one when the new plow gets added on into their insurance. We just picked that bill up, but it's not in the current vouchers. We'll do it next month. That's for $290.50. And I'm looking to transfer from the snow removal account. And I wrote current balance because I just had Angie print these off just so we are aware of what we have when I'm transferring money. The DA account for the personal services currently is at $77,000 for personal services for snow removal, which is why I chose to pull that money out of there. So far in the year, January, February, March, April, we used $89,000. So that is, it's just a little amount, $290.50, but we have money there in the personal services account at $77,000. So can I, if nobody has any questions on that, we'll just approve all the transfers at once. Everybody okay with that transfer?
Yeah.
All right. We will move on to the assessor contractual. This is that $1,000 budgeted yearly licenses fee that Denise talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull that from contingency, and the current amount of the contingency as of the end of October, because we haven't done anything yet this year. I'm going to give you the number on that just to make sure we're all aware, is $21,331.57. So we have $21,000 in contingency still, which is why we chose to take that $1,000 out of contingency, which is what it's for. Any discussion on that? Mm-hmm. There goes Doug. Okay, we'll move on. Hey, I want to make sure you guys are happy with moving monies. The next one, contingency, once again, we had $21,000, approximately $20,000 now. This is going to cover that highway employee W-2 error for $443.82. Discussion on that. You're good. Everybody good still? Yeah. All right. Just making sure. The next one, the contingency account, once again, the tax collector, he put the postage in when he has to mail out the bills, and it went over by $388.14 out of his contractual line. Any questions? It's just the increase in postage that you can't budget for, unfortunately.
And that's going to be going up.
Yeah. And so, and that's what we have to remember with a budget, is that some items go up, some we over budget for, some we can't do, but that's what the contingency line is for. And also a little bit of your fund balance.
Hey, Jim?
Yes.
Isn't tax collector line A, an A account?
Oh, it is. I don't know how the DB got there. You are correct. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
It would be an A. Yeah, because the 5112 wouldn't be in DB anyways. But thanks. That is good. I appreciate that. The next item, speaking of the town clerk, the clerk requests $100 from the town clerk equipment line and $200 from the town clerk contractual line to put into the deputy line. And this is to cover the additional time off she needed because she had COVID. And I'm going to sneeze. Sorry, it was close.
A sample here, yeah.
Yes. Sorry about that. So she's remaining within her budget without pulling money outside. She has this money left over, and she was also at the town trial, and that is why she is requesting this, because she needs some time off going to the rest of the year. She's out of money. Any questions on that? I want to make sure you guys are all well aware of that. So if there's no questions on those two lines, I would like a motion to approve the budgetary transfers for November.
I'll move.
Gary and Richard, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Thank you. And thank you again, Kelly, for catching my mess. All right. We will move on. I now need a motion for the general fund A to approve vouchers 207 through 228 for $26,342.29.
I'll move.
Can I have a second? Gary and Doug, All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. I now need a motion for the Highway Fund DA to approve vouchers 132 through 147 for $42,812.96.
Don't move.
Richard and Doug, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstained. Yeah, everybody approved it. Next one, motion for the Highway Fund DB to approve vouchers 148 through 152 for $18,583.92.
I'll move.
Doug and Gary, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries as well. Finally, the future meetings. We have a joint meeting December 14th at 6:30. That is where we will discuss some items. And we're definitely going to hold one, so be prepared. And our next regular meeting is December 21st at 6:30. I did not see any need to add any workshops at this time. If something comes up, we can add it at the end of December after our, you know, after the Christmas holiday. Okay. Any other discussions?
Nothing? Yeah, everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes. All right. Can I have a motion? Can I have a motion to adjourn then?
I'll make the motion.
Richard?
Yeah.
Second.
Doug?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained.
I hate to get out of here in this room.
Motion carries. Yes. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll have to get some cards. Really? Cards.
You can stick around here for a while.
Yeah. I can't. My wife had back surgery this week.
Geez, you had George in the hospital having surgery in Android, huh?
I want to drive it.
Okay, we can.
God, that's got to be stressful.
Starting to overtake that's
things, so. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Kids with me trying to take care of.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, and with your other boy down too. I mean, that's.
I mean, she talked to him on the phone last night.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's all my. He's got good tires.
Is George doing good?
So it's going to work.
Yeah. I can't. I don't have his phone number. All I had was his work cell. So I couldn't even, you know. And I'm like, I know he was going to be sore.
Quite a lot of pain, but I
know. Well, George had the split in his leg too.
Yeah, so. And it's a great price, and I'm glad the salesman thought of us.
I got one more meeting. PM. No, two. I got one
for all this new
joint meeting.
Right.
Make sure I'll be out of here.
I'll just set.
You know I appreciate it.
I'm gonna wait 2 years and run again.
Never really the way it's.
I think. I don't know.
I can tell you exactly.
I want to congratulate you. Time for my election.
Oh, thanks.
I just want to tell you, I've worked 67 years right here.
Because the beaver shoot.
67 years, right? Like I said.
Oh, yeah.
The water result is the water.
I like history.
We had a problem with beaver there earlier in the season.
You know what I mean? But that's.
But we cleaned it great. Probably four or five times. That's what they did. He must have got irritated and moved on.
I can't.
Either that or the guy that owns the camp there took care of it. It's easier
when you have
one of the two. As long as he moved on, we don't care.
No, he didn't have it.
Don't make it bigger somewhere else.
That's right.
And he. I think he tried to sue the town.
Hi, Jack. I have something for you if you want it. Oh, no.
It hurt real bad.
Is it going to hurt?
I have this brand new.
Okay. Well, I thank you again.
Well, I bought it, and I can't put it.
I don't care who wins the football game.
It is like a $400 one.
I was disappointed.
One piece.
Oh, my God. I was going nuts.
Right, like, they didn't even deserve to be that close.
No, I know. So that's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, but they got a shot.
They used to be able to
these new
I see that.
That's all they were.
He had some guys sticking up for him.
I know.
Doyle. The quarterback stuff.
Was that right? Well, this thing here is.
Right, because he blamed it on himself. And yeah. It was, if they went that way, he wouldn't have been
heavy.
Yeah, right. It's just the way it works. So. Yeah,
bring it down.
Maybe the only one I watch is
December meeting.
Buffalo.
That guy doesn't go fucking crazy.
Oh, I was.
Most of their property are all
south. I haven't got this for you.
I know. I mean,
screw themselves.
What's his name on the one?
Oh, they can't help one game.
They got that way. I said, hey, that's the way it's all about. Baseball, basketball, football.
I'll tell you
what. I understand.
I'll be watching Syracuse basketball.
Oh, that
was the second highest comeback in ACC history.
He went from 0 to 28
in the second half.
I saw it.
I mean, then I was like, I was already
going to
tell. They're going to get creeping it up.
I'll tell you. I'm not going to go off. I used to go to
three guys
I watched Jim Brown play football three times.
And you watched Bayheim play.
Oh, yes.
Did you notice you could see? I mean, Bayheim did great, don't get me wrong, but you could see they played different. Man, full court. They really.
Danielle did good this year. She was
no, but I'm just saying you're short labored. Yeah. So, you know, 2 days,
right?
You're done.
Biggest problem I got with those Nebraska, we got some. Is you got to be careful. A lot of times they'll swing and hit shit.
Oh no.
And that's what snaps all those big bolts. Well, that, we've got them busted right off on the bottom 2-3 times a year because of swinging and hitting shit.
Hitting shit.
It's not made to.
No,
do that.
You know? Maintenance is higher. That's why I just telling
me. Oh, yeah, you got
to think about some things, but what do you want to put? You know, that's some of them they take the head out. But some towns will buy, like Williamstown's more.
Mm-hmm.
They just go rent the one.
Right, they rent the
RV. And you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because it is a high maintenance. But if you get, like I was talking, tuck it up, you're not using it.
Right.
But a flower.
Instead of using it every day, you're just using it.
I mentioned flail mower. These guys all get irritated.
I used flail mower. Problem, of course. Where I was using it, there was no chance we hit. You know, it was few.
But you don't get anybody with the old time with simple bars.
Well, no. If you did what I was talking about, you could call Chuck Moon, fight with flail mower.
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
Yeah.
And they have those.
I don't know what I was looking at. It didn't the whole town anymore. 2 days. You did one half and did the other half. 2 days. Where it took us, almost a week.
Oh, yeah.
The time you go up, turn around, come back, turn up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It, like I say, short labor. But you take, you know, if you want, you can take drop the heads off, put the head on the boom, and do what you want to do.
Well, they got to put some more down on it now.
It's just got a regular rotary motor. To use
more. Really?
But it might have to go, you might have to go new to get what I'm talking.
Right.
But it might cost, it might save you money in labor, fuel,
right.
And always keep in mind.
Yeah,
you can grab shit from the state.
I got to get that information.
We'll just put a grade all out there that they're not, that they're going to lose yet.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's great up, but it's not usable.
We don't even tax and spend it. We just spend it. Really good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey. But yeah, I'm going to tell you, you're lucky. You're lucky.
OGS. I'll get you the number.
I'm lucky. I'm lucky. You know what, Jordan, lucky. You know why?